Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to uncover the truth that shook the nation? Introducing Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Prepare to be captivated as this groundbreaking documentary pulls back the curtain on the remarkable journey of General Michael Flynn. Join us as we delve into the depths of power, challenging conventional narratives, and confront the very essence of truth itself. Featuring exclusive interviews with influential figures such as Tucker Carlson, Devin Nunes, and the man himself, General Flynn, this film is a riveting exploration of one man's courageous stand against the forces of corruption. Don't miss your chance to witness history unfold on the big screen. Be part of the live screenings happening nationwide and immerse yourselves in the gripping tale of bravery and resilience. And here's the best part. You can even meet General Flynn in person at select screenings. Rub shoulders with a true American hero and gain firsthand insights into the events that shaped our nation's history. Tickets are selling fast, so secure your seats now before they're gone. Visit jeffdornick.com/Flynn to order your tickets and be a part of the unforgettable cinematic experience. Again, that's jeffdornick.com/Flynn.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
Unelected deep state operatives who defy the voters to push their own secret agendas are truly a threat to democracy.
And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.
Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Let's Talk Right Now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, we are coming to you guys every single morning, 10 a.m. Pacific time for a brand new episode of the show where we are bringing you the news and I'm breaking it all down for you. Always trying to find something new, something that's interesting, something that a lot of people are not talking about. Yesterday, we were talking about the math and the numbers surrounding how they calculate the 95% effective rate. And I got to tell you guys, it's extremely, extremely misleading. I highly recommend go back and watch yesterday's episode. You guys can catch that on Apple Podcast or on Rumble. And I'm telling you guys, according to the FDA study, and that we broke down all the math regarding this, according to the FDA study that they cited, both the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, both had more than 99% effective rate when it comes to protecting from COVID-19. In the study that they cited to justify the FDA approval of the Pfizer-BioNTech Comirnaty, I guess that's how you pronounce it. I read it all the time. I hardly ever hear it actually said, but the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Now, today we're going to be dealing with something that might even be a little bit more shocking than that. The FDA has released the schedule for testing for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, okay? And so the very shocking thing, we're going to be diving into this today. The shocking thing is they announced when they are going to begin to inject babies under the age of 6 months old. Babies are going to begin to be injected with this experimental drug very, very soon. So we're going to be dealing with that and diving into that topic today and why this is a horrific, horrific, horrific idea. Okay, but before we do, I want to let you guys know one way you guys can support what we're doing here at Freedom First Network is to go over to freedomfirstshop.com. We've got our coffee, we've got some books, but we also have our own apparel line over there, Freedom First Apparel. We've got some awesome shirts. My favorite over there is our Don't Shed on Me t-shirt. Grab that, grab our conspiracy theory hat. All these different gear. We're going to be coming out with some new designs here very, very soon. But use code Jeff at checkout for 10% off of anything over there. Gear up. Let everybody know that you're a patriot, that you love this country. And also that will be one way that you guys can support what we're doing here at Freedom First Network. Again, that is freedomfirstshop.com. Use code Jeff at checkout for 10% off of anything over there. And we truly, truly appreciate all of you guys' support. and checking out all of our products that we've been releasing. It's been a lot of fun developing that. So okay, so without further ado, we're going to dive into this topic today. It's really disgusting when you think about this. So the Pfizer BioNTech, they're the first vaccine that's been approved. Again, there's some controversy surrounding this approval process. Number one, it is the fastest approved vaccine in the history of FDA approvals. So that's red flag number one. The other issue here is that they gave approval to the Pfizer BioNTech quote unquote vaccine. They gave full FDA approval to manufacture and distribute and inject people with this before they had even done a study on reproductive issues. Now doctors are running around saying, no, this is completely safe for pregnant women. There's zero evidence of any sort of birth defects. There's zero evidence that this will cause sterility. There's no evidence that this will cause any kind of health issue when it comes to reproductive issues, except for the fact that there's been zero studies on this, except for the fact that the FDA in their approval letter stated clearly that, get this, because there's been no study on birth defects and reproductive issues, after we approve this, then you guys really need to do a study on pregnant women and pregnancy and all that kind of stuff. But here's the even more shocking. The FDA did not demand that from Pfizer. No, what Pfizer offered to do that after the fact, almost like as a, hey, if you get this approved, we'll do the study. So there's no demand. So who knows when they're actually going to do that? The only demand from the FDA was that they have to do a study on the heart inflammation issue, which again, you're sitting here thinking, shouldn't they have done that before they start injecting people with this? So as soon as there's questions to be raised, like, oh, there's boys as young as 16 years old with heart inflammation that leads to heart attacks and strokes, maybe we should pull this off the market until we can do more testing and figure out what's causing this, why this is happening, how to make sure that this doesn't happen again, something along those lines. That would be the logical response. No, instead, the FDA does the complete opposite. They say, no, we are going to approve this for everybody. Get this injected with as many people as possible. And then after we inject you with it, we're going to do a study on the serious health ramifications of this.
Folks, listen up. I've got something crucial to share with you today. In this uncertain world, you need to be prepared for anything, especially when it comes to your health. That's where the Wellness Company comes in, offering you peace of mind in a box with their medical emergency kit. Picture this. You're faced with a medical emergency and you need quick, effective treatment. The Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is like having a strategic arsenal of life-saving medications right at your fingertips. From proven treatments like ivermectin to generic Z-Pax and amoxicillin, this kit has got you covered. But that's not all. Every kit comes with a medical emergency guidebook, ensuring you have the knowledge to use these medications safely and effectively. It's like having a medical professional right there with you when you need it most. And here's the kicker. Use code FFN to get 10% off your medical emergency kit at twc.health/FFN. That's right, folks. 10% off, peace of mind in a box. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your medical emergency kit today and be ready for whatever comes your way. Stay safe, stay prepared with the Wellness Company. Again, use code FFN to get 10% off your medical emergency kit at twc.health/FFN.
Here's a summer travel tip. Pack just one pair of shoes that goes with every outfit and occasion. Like the versatile, perfectly packable tree shoes from Allbirds. Made to look great and feel even better, they're the ideal choice for vacations, staycations, and every road trip in between. For an everyday, go-anywhere breathable sneaker, snag a pair of tree runners. If sporty's your style, you'll love the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree dashers too. And of course, you can't go wrong with the classic low-top look of the tree pipers. The best part is, they're all crafted with lightweight, breathable eucalyptus fiber that takes comfy to the next level. So you'll be stepping out in style and comfort wherever you go. Your summer adventures are just getting started, so you need shoes that can handle anything. That's why Allbirds has you covered. Step into summer travel with the perfect travel shoes from Allbirds. Find your pair of tree dashers, runners, pipers, and more at Allbirds.com. That's ALLBIRDS.com.
Do you see the twisted logic in this? It's beyond anything you can possibly imagine. This is craziness. This shows the massive amounts of corruption that is going on, because any person with a sane brain, any person with any rational thought, anybody, they would have pulled this off the market and said, hey, we are going to do some really intense testing here. But instead, they give full FDA approval. Instead, they set course that as of right now, they are testing it for children. They are testing this for children before they get any sort of data on the studies on whether there's any serious ramifications for reproductive issues. So for all we know, this could cause sterility in children when they grow up, and we have no idea. They're also testing this on children before, get this, before they figure out, hey, is this causing heart inflammation in young boys? No, they're getting them jabbed, and then they're going to say 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road, oh yeah, you know that injection that we injected you with? Yeah, that's causing heart inflammation. Boys, as young as 16 years old, might even be younger. They might actually die of a heart attack or a stroke in their teenage years because of that. Shouldn't a parent have known that before they allow you to inject their kid with this? Shouldn't you have done that testing before you inject us with it? Because I got to say, something with a 99.9 something odd percent survival rate does not justify injecting a teenage boy with something that's going to give him a heart attack or stroke. Risk reward. How does that play out? Can we deal with reality here? But here's the really shocking thing. Here's the really shocking thing. Think about that. And guys, just so you know, I'm seeing your guys' comments. I'm going to get to you guys' questions and comments and all of that on the tail end of the show. So keep them coming, keep them posting, and I will address them at the end of the show. But here's the shocker. Here's the shocker with all of this, okay? As of coming up in January 31st, 2022, Pfizer is going to turn in their planned testing and study on injecting babies under the age of 6 months old with their Pfizer BioNTech vaccine. Let me repeat that. Sometime shortly after January 31st, 2022, Pfizer BioNTech are going to begin to inject babies with this experimental drug that is having all sorts of health ramifications, all sorts of health risks, all sorts of reproductive concerns, heart inflammation, strokes, tremors, rare diseases popping up, all of this. Death, a lot of times. They're going to test this in babies under the age of 6 months old. Is this not a red flag to anybody? Like, before we get the report on the reproductive issues, before we get the report on the heart inflammation that causes heart attacks and strokes, before we even do a full, complete study on this, we're going to start injecting babies just to see how they do. What the heck is going on here? Seriously, what the heck is going on here? All this is doing for me is showing me that they want to inject every single man, woman, and child with this vaccine, with this shot, with this experimental drug, for something. And if we're looking at the data correctly, we don't need to inject babies. We don't need to inject young children. We don't need to inject teenagers. We don't need to inject 20-somethings. We don't need to inject 30-somethings. We don't need to inject 40-somethings. If you're going to make a case at injecting anybody based upon the data, if you believe that these vaccines are effective, if you actually believe that, you should be focusing on the people that are most at risk. Who are the most at risk? over the age of 75, there's a 5% mortality rate, a 5% death rate among those who get COVID-19. That's pretty serious. If you're going to make the justification, and that's a major if you're going to make the claim, if you're going to make the justification that the vaccine is effective, is 95% effective, as they say, which again, if you go back and you watch my episode yesterday, I break apart those issues. It actually, what they're doing is they're playing fast and loose with the numbers. They're saying it's 95% effective. In reality, compared with your actual natural immunity versus that of the vaccine, it actually increases your protection by less than 1%. So just to be clear here, this is not going to wipe everybody, like wipe out COVID-19. It's increasing your protection by 0.8%. Let's deal with reality here. And again, I did the math. I did the math live for you with my calculator, so that way I wasn't messing up in my own mind. Go back and watch yesterday's episode. That's an important, important episode. But this is what we've got to understand. There is something, and here's the thing, backing up a little bit. Going all the way back to April of 2020, I was told by somebody in the intelligence community, I was told from the very beginning that all of this, all of these lockdowns, the 15 days to flatten the curve, all of that garbage, I was told that all of these shutdowns, all these lockdowns, all of this kind of stuff, it wasn't just about election fraud. It wasn't just about control. It wasn't just about taking away our constitutional rights or whatever it is. Although that is what is actually happening. No, there's something more sinister going on. I was told by this person in the intelligence community that from the very beginning, that the push was vaccines and that there's something in this specific vaccine, and they didn't know what, but there's something in this specific vaccine that they want to inject every man, woman, and child with in the world as quickly as possible. And it has nothing to do with COVID-19, has nothing to do with your constitutional rights, has nothing to do with any of that. And let me tell you something. The fact that the FDA is allowing Pfizer to inject babies under the age of 6 months old with this injection shows me that they don't care about the data. Because I got to tell you something, the data shows that if you're under the age of 55 years old, you have more than a 99% survival rate. In a digital age where freedom of speech is at stake, a new dawn is rising. Introducing Pickaxe, the social media platform that stands for constitutional free speech. In quarter one of 2024, Pickaxe will be your platform to voice your thoughts, opinions, and beliefs without fear of censorship. Unlike big tech, Pickaxe empowers you with algorithms that work for you, ensuring that your content reaches those who value your perspectives. And for the content creators who drive conversations, Pickaxe offers monetization opportunities that support your passion while you speak your truth. Join a community that opposes big tech censorship, cherishes the values of America, and celebrates the freedom to express ideas, regardless of their popularity. Navigate with ease, connect with like-minded individuals, and embrace a social media platform that's as unapologetically American as you are. Unleash your voice on Pickaxe, where free speech reigns. Join us quarter one of 2024 and be a part of a movement that's reshaping social media. Sign up today at pickaxe.com and claim your space on the platform where your voice truly matters. Again, go to pickaxe.com and sign up today.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
And on top of that, you have a 95% chance of not getting COVID-19 if you look at the data across the board. So let's break this down. You, by being alive, have a 95% chance of not getting COVID-19 in any given year. Now, you take that 5% that could actually get COVID-19, more than 99% of those under the age of 55 will survive. That's some pretty good odds right there. Some pretty good odds. Now, if you're looking at the death rates among children, it's almost non-existent. It's like 0.0000 whatever 1%. It's almost statistically an impossibility. And I don't want to say impossible, because there are exceptions. There are autoimmune diseases. There are serious health ramifications that can happen, you know, especially in children. You know, there are serious health conditions that people have that make them predisposed to, you know, to having serious ramifications from COVID-19. So I don't want to say it's impossible, but for a standard average healthy baby, it's almost zero. Almost zero. So why are we going to risk injecting them with a drug that's experimental, that we don't know the health ramifications for? And when they say that there's no data and no science and no studies that say that there are health ramifications, it's because they haven't done any. That should not ease your mind. That should make you more scared and more hesitant. So let's just be real here. Now we're going to continue here in just one second. But first, I want to let you guys know, coming up on September 25th in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area, we're having a cancel-proof Christianity summit. We've got a great lineup of speakers, including Jeff Younger, who's the one that's been fighting, I believe all the way up to maybe the Texas Supreme Court or something like that. But he's been fighting in a custody battle over his son, where his ex-wife is actually trying to force their son to become a transgender. And so he's really been taking a very strong stand on this, especially when you're dealing with changing a child's gender. So he's been taking a very strong stand. So he's going to be a speaker. We got Dr. Mike Spaulding, Pastor Sam Jones, Judd Saul, who's the producer of the Enemies Within the Church documentary, my good friend Dr. Bobby Lopez, Dr. Paul Church, my good friend Donnie Anthony. I'll be speaking as well. Great summit. We're going to be laying out our plan and our strategy in order to create a cancel-proof Christianity. We got to create our own ecosystem. It all starts with education. This is the first of at least four summits. We're going to be talking about the different spheres, how to cancel Christianity and conservatism. Go to cancelproofchristianity.com. Get your tickets today. If you can get to Fort Worth, Texas, be there. It's $25 if you get your tickets online, $30 at the door. If you guys cannot, for whatever reason, if you guys cannot get to Texas, you guys can live stream it for I believe it's like $15. Go to cancelproofchristianity.com, cancelproofchristianity.com. Get your tickets today, and we will see you guys there at the conference. It's going to be a great, great time, of fellowship, of networking, and learning about what we can actually do to protect ourselves from this whole cancel culture, deplatforming, censorship kind of stuff. So again, cancelproofchristianity.com. Get your tickets today. Okay, so we're going to continue with this. So here's the reality. When we look at what's going on when it comes to these vaccines, it sure seems like this is all pushing for the Great Reset. It sure seems like this is all pushing for what all of us wacky tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists have been talking about. It sure seems like that. This is something that we really need to explore further. And instead of injecting children, instead of injecting babies, what we should be doing is we should be first getting the data on the actual side effects. And I'm going to pull this up really quick. So I'm pulling up the VAERS data. Now, for those of you guys who do not know, VAERS is the reporting system for where people actually go to to report, you know, serious side effects, adverse reactions, deaths. This is both for individuals who have experienced it, as well as doctors, hospitals, nurses, all that kind of stuff. Now, the numbers that are coming out of VAERS are shocking. It's shocking. And on top of that, typically what happens is that the FDA and the CDC, they assume that only approximately 5%, maybe 10% max, but I've heard numbers as low as 2% all the way up to 10%, that this only accounts for that percentage of people. So if let's say 1,000 people report having an adverse reaction, they typically multiply it by anywhere from 10 to 20, sometimes 50%. But let's just go on a low number, 10, let's say this accounts for 10% of the cases. These numbers are shocking. Okay, so I'm going to break this down because, and the reason why I want to break this down really quick is because Pfizer is going to be injecting babies with this. Babies under the age of 6 months old. And when you look at the adverse reactions to this vaccine, this should be nowhere near these children, these babies, nowhere near it. Now think about this. Okay, so as of August 27th, 2021, the number of adverse reactions from the COVID-19 vaccines, 650,000. All other vaccines combined since 1990, 816,000. That's a lot. Number of life-threatening events, 14,000 for COVID-19 vaccines, 13,000 for all other vaccines combined since 1990. So there's more life-threatening events from the COVID-19 vaccines than all other vaccines combined since 1990. Number of hospitalizations, there's been 56,000 COVID-19 vaccines in the last almost 2 years, compared to 77,000 for all other vaccines from 1990 to now combined. Number of deaths, here's the shocker. Number of deaths, 13,911 related to the COVID-19 vaccines that have been reported, compared to 8,886 for all other vaccines combined since 1990. Number of permanent disabilities after vaccination, 18,098 from COVID-19 vaccines compared to, and that's just in 2 years, compared to 19,104 for all other vaccines combined since 1990. Number of doctor's office visits related to adverse reactions from COVID-19 vaccines, 103,836 compared to 42,610 for all other vaccines combined since 1990. Number of emergency room visits, 76,000 for those from COVID-19 compared to 200,000 from all the other vaccines combined since 1990. Number of birth, now here's the thing, number of birth defects after vaccination, 405 compared to all the rest of the vaccines combined since 1990, 138. So, from the COVID-19 vaccines, in the last year and a half, three times the number of birth defects compared to all the rest of the vaccines combined in the last 30 years. Can someone explain to me why we should even consider testing this on babies as young as, not as young as, under 6 months old? Can someone explain this to me? They say it's safe for pregnant women, but there's been three times more deaths in the last year and a half from the COVID-19 vaccines compared to every single vaccine ever for the last 30 years. Can someone please explain this one to me? Because this makes absolutely no sense. absolutely no sense. And this is important. This is important to understand. Extremely important to understand. The serious adverse reactions to COVID-19 are through the roof. Other vaccines have been pulled off for far less than this. And then they're forced to go through more testing, more studies, adjust the ingredients, all that kind of stuff. They're not doing any of that with this. Why? Because they want us injected with whatever the heck is in here. I've got my theories. I'm not going to dive into that. There's a lot of theories out there about what's going on. I'm doing more research and all that kind of stuff. But this is not the behavior of logical, rational decisions by health professionals. Do not act as if these vaccines are safe. I've heard that doctors are telling their patients that this is safer than virtually any other vaccine out there, except when you look at the data, it's simply not true. When you look at the data, again, you can multiply this more than we'll go with the median number. Extrapolate this out, multiply it by 10. And that is assuming that this is accounting for 10% of the adverse reactions, which oftentimes they say it actually accounts for much less. But let's just go with the 10% number. Multiply all of these by 10. Number of adverse reactions goes from 650,000 up to 6.5 million. Number of life-threatening events goes from 14,000 to 140,000. Number of hospitalizations goes from 56,000 to 560,000. Number of deaths goes from 13,000 to 130,000 deaths. Number of permanent disabilities after vaccination goes from 18,000 to 180,000. Number of office visits goes from 100,000 to 1 million. Number of emergency room visits goes from 76,000 to 760,000. Number of birth defects after vaccination goes from 405 to 4,050. And that is going off of the numbers from the FDA and the CDC in relation to VAERS. And we have the gall to think, yeah, let's test this on babies right after they're born. Let's inject them as quickly as possible. Now, logically speaking, think about this one. You inject a baby. This isn't like other vaccines where you inject them once, maybe a booster, and then they're set for life. This isn't the polio vaccine. This is something that the FDA has said is 95% effective for 7 days. So we're going to inject a baby with an experimental drug, an experimental injection that has millions of adverse reactions, hundreds of thousands of deaths, thousands of birth defects, and we're going to inject this into babies for something that is proven effective for 7 days. Then, on top of that, by all data that's coming out of Israel and the United Kingdom and all that kind of stuff, it is less than 40% effective after 6 months. So, statistically speaking, it should not even be on the market, because if it's under 50%, it should not even be on the market. This, you guys, is all based upon money, fear, control, and power. Because babies don't need this vaccine. Babies don't die from COVID-19, statistically speaking. Again, there are outliers. There's definitely been some babies that have died. I don't want to discount that. However, statistically speaking, it is almost zero. The reward does not outweigh the risk. If there is going to be any reward that outweighs the risk, it is going to be in our elderly. And even then, I wouldn't take that risk. But at least then you would be dealing with something where you're like, okay, 1 in 20 elderly that are getting this are dying. I get people feeling like they need to try something. Statistically speaking, for an infant, for a child, if you're under the age of 55, you should not be taking this injection at all. According to the data, 97.3% of all deaths, are over the age of 55. That means under the age of 55, 2.7% of all deaths. 2.7% of all deaths occur under the age of 55.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Our Goal Guy, your trusted partner in securing your financial future. Now, let's delve into a topic that's on everyone's minds, the Biden regime and the globalist's relentless assault on your financial freedom. In these uncertain times filled with orchestrated chaos and manufactured crisis, it's crucial to safeguard your wealth against the whims of those in power. That's where precious metals come in. Gold and silver have long been revered as the ultimate hedge against economic turmoil. But make no mistake, those pulling the strings don't want you to own them. That's why it's more important than ever for patriotic Americans to take control of their financial destiny. Enter Our Gold Guy. With decades of experience in the precious metals market, Our Gold Guy is your beacon of hope in a sea of uncertainty. No telemarketers, no sales reps, just personalized consultations tailored to your unique financial situation. Whether you're considering rolling over your IRA or discreetly acquiring physical gold and silver coins, Ira, who happens to be Our Gold Guy, will guide you every step of the way. And here's the best part. Mention the show for a complimentary consultation. Don't let the Biden regime and globalists dictate your financial future. Take the first step towards true financial independence today. Visit OurGoldGuy.com and fill out the form to schedule your consultation with Ira. Again, that's OurGoldGuy.com. Your wealth is worth protecting.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That's a pretty small number. That means 97.3%. What did they say? 650,000 people have died so far from COVID-19? Times 0.97. That means that out of the 650,000 people that have died, if these if this number still holds up, because I know that the 97.3% number was from a couple months ago. And really quick, I'm just pulling up the exact, because I want to get the exact number. So how many people have died from COVID-19? Let's see here. Pulling this up. Again, this is live. I'm doing the search live for you guys. Here, tracking coronavirus deaths. Let's see here in the USA. So in the United States of America, more than 600,000 people have died. Okay, so 600,000. If the 97.3% number still holds up, which that was a couple months ago, but times 0.973. That means out of 600,000 people, 583,800 were over the age of 55. Under the age of 55, 16,200. 16,200 under the age of 55. If those numbers still hold up, which they were accurate as of a couple months ago. And so we're injecting infants? Are we so terrified of this fact, of this virus that is killing almost exclusively our elderly? Are we so terrified of this that we are willing to risk heart inflammation, sterility, reproductive issues, tremors, heart attacks, strokes, all sorts of serious ramifications, including death and birth defects? Are we willing to risk all that for a baby to get injected with this? Something else is up here. Because statistically, we would not do this with any other disease. We would not do this with any other virus. We would not do this with anything else. But for whatever reason, with this, we're doing it. So what the heck is going on? Can someone please explain that to me? Okay, so let me hop over here. You guys' comments and questions and things like that, and then we'll wrap up the show. JB said, can you answer a simple question? Why hasn't China been hit with worldwide sanctions for causing this worldwide plague? Okay, so here's why. There is, in my opinion, a globalist attempt to establish a new world order. It's called the Great Reset. And China is involved with it, as well as the United States of America, the United Nations, the WHO, the EU. I could go on and on and on. Okay, so there is a worldwide attempt to establish a new world order, to have a Great Reset, and basically bring quote-unquote world peace, which is more like world domination controlled by a few of the globalist elites. China was a part of this. So was the United States. They were working in collusion with. In fact, they have their spies and actually sleeping with our elected officials and actually in high positions in our own government. Our government was in collusion with China in order to implement this. Again, this came out of the Wuhan lab, which was funded by Dr. Anthony Fauci, the very guy running the pandemic, the quote-unquote pandemic response, and pushing the very vaccines that they want to inject us all with to protect us from the virus that he himself funded and created. And the World Economic Forum is saying that this is all pushing for the Great Reset, so that way they can consolidate power, consolidate money, establish the New World Order. And this is all collusion. So, of course, the United States is not going to hit China with sanctions when we are in collusion with them. The United Nations is not going to hit them with sanctions when they themselves are included in establishing this, because this is all for their ultimate goal, which is the destruction of the United States of America and creating a new world order, which is, you know, kind of predicted in the book of Revelation. That's why China has not been hit with worldwide sanctions, is because everybody's in on it. Okay, JB also said, Israel, highest figure of vaccine, 95%, but also highest cases. Following the science? No, exactly. Let's see here. Shenanigan said, I know, right? They're pushing everyone, but some people just want tests first. Exactly. Or me, they've lied to us enough that I don't believe a word that they say. Even when they provide the data, then they draw conclusions from the data that has nothing to do with what the data says, including their 95% effective rate, which I did the math. Go to my show yesterday. You guys can check that out. Because I'm telling you guys, the math tells a completely different story than what they are telling you. Shenanigan also said, now they want boosters and twice-a-day pills. It's never enough. It's never enough. So the question is, how do they get away with it? Is this just about money? I don't know. Could it be something more sinister? Probably. Am I willing to say what it is right now? No. Just keep that thought in your head. Okay, so JB said, our United Kingdom Secretary of State says children can override parents if they want the vaccine. If that ain't scary. Well, that is kind of a separate topic as well. Yes, it's all related to the vaccines, pushing the vaccines and all that kind of stuff, but it's also an attack on local government. Okay, so you know, the way that our founding fathers originally intended, you know, at least the United States of America to be, was that the most important government was the local government, which in this case would be families, parents, parents had ultimate control over their families, what happened on in their household and what happened to their children. Then slightly less was their city. Slightly less than that was their county. Slightly less than that was the state. Slightly less than that was federal government. And then non-existent was this United Nations world government. You see, you understand that. The Democrats and the left have flipped that around to where now parents have almost no rights. Who has the most rights? The world government. They have the most power, the most control. It's completely backwards. Here in the United States of America, where we're supposed to be free, the parents should have the final say when it comes to what is being put in their children. Instead, our government is trying to take away parental rights and take complete control over your children. That is a problem. Let's see here. JB said, in my opinion, this started as a postal vote fraud to get rid of Trump, but they've gotten drunk on power. Here's the thing. The election fraud, yes, this was a part of the plan, but this was not this. The election fraud was something that they used this to take advantage for. That was not the play here. The play here was bigger than that. It was more sinister than that. It's world domination. It's the Great Reset. It's the New World Order. They saw an opportunity to obviously get rid of Trump, but by getting rid of Trump, they could push the Great Reset. They could eliminate the United States of America. I don't know if you guys noticed, but Joe Biden, he signed the Build Back Better globalist version lately. He basically bringing together globalist leaders to implement his Build Back Better program for the world. Globalism is being implemented. Let's see. JB said, do you have a lot of unexplained church fires in the USA? Europe has hundreds a month. I haven't heard a whole lot about fires going on here in the United States. I'll have to look into that some more. Let's see here. Shenanigans said Biden has a new COVID plan, explaining on Thursday, afraid of what's going to come out of his pie hole. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. They've got their COVID plan, which includes vaccinations and forcing people to get vaccinated. And, you know, we're facing out here in California, if Gavin Newsom does not get recalled, we are facing AB 455 being implemented here in the state of California, which will basically make it to where you must get the vaccine if you want to do anything besides go to the grocery store or church. They are going to basically force a lot of people to get the vaccine because they just want their freedom back. They're taking away their freedom and saying, you can only have this back if you do what I say. Guys, shocker, it's not actual freedom. Okay, let's see here. Shenanigans said, I hope it's only about money, but I don't think it is. I would agree with you. It's probably something much more sinister than that. Okay, that is it for today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Really quick, want to let you guys know, one of the best things that I think that we can do today is really shift where we're spending our money away from the globalist elites to smaller businesses, startups, conservative companies, pro-America companies, that sort of thing. One of the ways that you can stick it to big tech in Silicon Valley is to take your money away from Apple and iPhone and switch it over to Freedom Phone. Go to freedomphone.com, use code MAGA at checkout for $50 off of the phone, and it comes factory preset to where it's not going to share your data with third-party apps, and third party, you know, companies and things like that, unless you specifically go in there and authorize it to do so. Whereas with the iPhone, it automatically just sends all of your information all over the place. And shocker, people are now using it against you and using your data to try to force you, compel you to do certain things. So stick it to big tech, stick it to Apple, say no more to the iPhone. Go to freedomphone.com. Grab yourself, guys, get yourselves a Freedom Phone. Use code MAGA, M-A-G-A, at checkout for $50 off. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate it. We shall catch you guys next time.
Hey there, freedom-loving carnivores. It's Jeff Dornick from Freedom First Network, and I've got a message for you. Are you tired of feeling like your beef choices are under siege? Well, fellow patriots, it's time to fight back with Prepper All Naturals. That's right, folks. In a world where the beef industry is under constant attack, Prepper All Naturals is here to stand tall and proud as a veteran-owned beacon of quality, taste, and freedom. When the guys at Prepper All Naturals set out to provide you with the finest beef products, they knew they had a duty to defend America's beef legacy, and that's why we're proud to partner with them, bringing you the best of what this great land has to offer. Whether it's their succulent freeze-dried beef cubes or their premium freezer boxes packed with steaks and roasts, we're redefining what it means to enjoy beef today and tomorrow. And let me tell you, folks, their freeze-dried beef isn't just delicious, it's built to last. With proper stores, their beef cubes can maintain their quality and freshness for up to a decade, ensuring you'll never have to compromise on taste or nutrition. But wait, there's more. They're not just in the business of selling beef. They're in the business of defending freedom. That's why they promise to never sell you anything less than 100% all-American natural beef. No lab-grown imposters, no experimental jabs, and certainly no compromises with the woke agenda. So, fellow beef enthusiasts, join us in our mission to protect America's beef legacy. Visit freedomfirstbeef.com and use code FFM for 15% off your order. Because when you choose Prepper All Naturals, you're not just eating well today, you're eating well tomorrow. And together, we'll ensure that beef remains a symbol of freedom for generations to come. Prepper All Naturals, where beef meets freedom.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.